We're very excited, those of us in the school health field, that one of the changes that we've seen since December 2014 is that the Center for Medicare and Medicaid Services issued a sort of clarification, a guidance around the interpretation of the free care rule. Because so many school-based health centers around the country rely on a third-party payment and particularly reimbursement for Medicaid, given the populations that they serve, being able to maximize reimbursement for Medicaid is critical. But because these services are offered in schools, and there has been the confusion, the lack of clarity around what services Medicaid can and should pay for if any of those services are offered free of charge to anyone else in that particular school community. Certainly, this is not an issue that only impacts school-based health centers and their reimbursement. School nursing and other sort of provision of health, I think, is really impacted. But those of us in school health field were thrilled for the guidance to basically say this rule does not apply to these kinds of issues in schools. That doesn't mean you can't still ask for reimbursement from Medicaid for those youth that you know are enrolled in Medicaid and you've offered them that legitimate service that is a part of the Medicaid plan, because you may be able to offer that service for free to somebody who may be undocumented, who doesn't have insurance, or they have insurance but you don't know the provider, and so you can't bill them. It doesn't put you in that sort of administrative bind that then you can't charge Medicaid or ask for reimbursement for Medicaid for those services, which is really limited the kind of public funding that has been made available. The issue with this, although that was, it's a victory, I think, and good news, is that we are not seeing on the ground the kinds of changes that are necessary for the flow of dollars to particularly be happening. And we need, and this is where a partnership with universities, with others who may be studying this issue, with health policy experts to say, is the issue still at the state Medicaid office where they are not understanding the implications of this change in the in what they have to do around their regulations? Does this require a state Medicaid plan amendment or some kind of waiver? Is it that we just need to see where there are successful examples where people are now able to really effectively have a bill Medicaid for those eligible services, and we need to promote those as bright spots where people could learn what's being done so that we can encourage more of that? We're not sure, but the point is that I think a year and a half later, I think we're not seeing on the ground the kind of uptake on those changes that would allow for a greater financial support of school-based health centers.